Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. You need to take lessons.
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And again, I really do appreciate the time you're with me. And we've got so much going on, so much I want to get to. I really do want to get to. You know, the amount of information that comes at us via that interweb thing, that internet thing, and now you're seeing all this. You know, you heard Sonia in the last segment. We were talking about a young man, and he's one of many that see the 4th of July, Independence Day, is a different way than we do. There's a lot of black people out there that think that we see this as, you know, white Independence Day. That is not true. It's like she was saying about Jesus, where, you know, again, people don't get this. They don't get the color blindness of this. I don't believe in a white Jesus. And frankly, if you believe in a black Jesus, there's something wrong with you, too. I believe in a Jesus that probably, he was a Jew. He was a Jew in the desert. Chances are really good he probably had, you know, a sandy, you know, brown skin. Okay, short hair, not long flowing hair. Because who would that? I mean, there wasn't like there was like conditioner and shampoo back then. A lot of men had their hair short. So anyhow, you know, and I know the Jews have certain traditions where they don't cut their hair or don't cut certain parts of their hair or whatever. But he wasn't a black man, and he wasn't a white man. Use your brain cells, put them together. Where was he? So we've been fed this information over time. And for the black community to think for a minute that a true Christian would think that Jesus was only for the white folk, then that white person doesn't know Jesus. It's really that simple. And I would question whether they truly believe what they said they believed. I'm tired of hearing about how Jesus was, you know, for the white folks. It's not true. Same thing about this country. I said it to Sonia and others, other black friends that I have. You cannot just simply flick a switch and fix what went on in the past. Can't do it. We've come a long way from those early days. And if these people were in charge of making a constitution or getting the constitution done and wouldn't do anything unless slavery was totally wiped off, we'd still be colonies. Our founding fathers knew enough. Let's get them together. Let's get that. Then let's start pounding away at getting rid of slavery. Let's pull them together and get this fight over with. And then we come back and pick up the rest of it. What I've learned from these constitutional classes, the biblical citizenship class, is that the king is the one that wouldn't let us get rid of slavery. You won't hear that in school, though. You won't hear that many of the colonies had already outlawed slavery quietly.
because, again, the king threatened to come over here, get them, rip them out, and put somebody else in place. How does that change anything? You got to be a little strategic when you're doing these things. So you need to do your homework. You need to really understand what's going on, or what went on, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And what is really, is truly, can you imagine a world without this country? Can you truly imagine, you know, imagine a world, think of how many millions and millions of illegal immigrants we've had come here. If you, we have been browbeaten to believe in it, you can't ask an immigrant anything. You can't use the term, where are you from? And I told you because it's recent, but I told you about the young lady who used to pick me up in her limo to go to CNN. And I can say it now because they don't operate out of L.A. anymore. And I won't worry about ruining her business. But she was a conservative. She owned the limo service. And I used to love listening to her stories going back and forth about how great this country was. And she didn't say it to make me happier because I was a conservative. She would pick it up for the show. Because over a period of time, I learned her, not her life story, but her story from when she was Iranian. And when they fled Iran, they went to Germany. And their dad thought that that was going to be the place, that they would be able to thrive there. But apparently it wasn't so. They were very restrictive as to where you could move. You had to wait for permission to move to a certain area if the certain area was deemed to be overcrowded and the services were taxed. Right? They were taxed to no end. The opportunities for her as a woman were not as what you would think they would be. Now, again, I'm taking her word for it. But the stories were always consistent. And they made sense. They came together. So they migrated from Germany to Great Britain. She was there for a while, used that as a jump-off point to come to the United States, where she got her education. She went to college. She went to college for business. Then from that, she started her limo service. I had a few others, but she started a limo service. She had 7 limousines. Talking about an immigrant from Iran, or a defector from Iran, whatever you want to call her. She went from there to Germany, to Great Britain, and then to America. And she said from the time she got to Germany and learned about the U.S., that was the goal. Because we were so oppressive. We were so nasty. We were such a racist country. She wanted to be here. No, you know why she came here. Go see your host. Go far. A lot more coming up.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Back. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Seriously. About time I start warming you up.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. was were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home.
It doesn't get much better than that. Seriously. Those were a group at the beginning of a basketball game. It was a group of, I guess, a black quartet, black boys. Real cool. And just, again, just amazing. Where we got, that was, I don't know, 8 years ago or something like that, that I played that for the first time. And it's just amazing. We've gotten to that point now where that's a nasty thing to do. Because we might offend a black person who doesn't celebrate the 4th of July. But I'm going to say it again, because, you know, it's gotten to the point now where I don't care. I really don't. I don't care how mad they get. I don't care that they feel like, you know, it's not their holiday. Because I don't know who they are. Every place, you have to start somewhere. Would you agree with me? You got to start somewhere. So to simply say, you know, you can't celebrate any of these days because, or whatever the reason is, I don't even know what reason you'd use, for God's sakes. You have to have a starting point, so it's wrong. So maybe you do feel that only whites were free, or I won't say freed, but only whites got their independence. Well, how many of those whites who got their independence turned around and immediately started fighting for the independence of the black folks? Or do we not get to ask that question? Or do we not get to make the statement? I mean, see, Sonia was right in the last hour when she said, as a white man, you don't get to talk about that. Well, you know what? It's my show. I get to talk about it all I want to. And I really don't even care what you think. Because I know what I'm doing is right. I know the fact that a lot of young black kids have bought into that whole anger thing. You know, we are the probably, I won't say probably, from what I've read and what I've seen and the numbers I've looked at, we are the least racist nation of the country, on the planet. Seriously. There are more opportunities here for people of all colors, all sizes, all everything, than you will find in other places. And when the gay community comes out against, you know, a Donald Trump or even Republicans as a whole, I just have to laugh. When they talk about how much they hate this country, the queer, whatever it is, the LGBTQA times 26, whatever it is, when they come out against this, I have to laugh. Go to some of these other countries and see what happens to you. Go to some of these other countries and see how they treat you, how they feel about you. Gays for Palestine. That was hilarious. No, absolutely no understanding or idea what they were saying. Take a listen to this one. This is going to be a fun one, too.
4th of July started because we declared our freedom, our independence, from from something, right? What was that something?
I don't know, man.
No, you don't know. Did you go to the school?
Not really.
No.
Not much.
Did you even, like, pass the fifth grade or anything?
I graduated high school.
Did you teach that in your high school?
Nah, man.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July?
I guess it's Americans' independence from the British government, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know. I couldn't remember.
Sure. What country famously broke away from England in the late 1700s to start their own country?
From England?
Yeah.
Now, come on. That's a gimme, right? There shouldn't be a hard one. And she's an American. And again, the fact, did she not pay attention to school? Man, I remember, this is California he's doing this in. So, you know, maybe at that time California schools were really bad. And history didn't much matter.
Great Britain?
No, England is Great Britain.
Okay, I don't know. I have no idea.
You're standing on it.
The U.S.?
U.S. Good afternoon.
Oh, gosh, good afternoon.
What country famously broke away from England in the late 1700s to start their own country?
Which one?
No, no. You ever learned that in history class?
Was it Australia? I'm just going to guess.
No.
No, they sent people to Australia. That's what they did.
The criminals.
Yeah, the bad people.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay. It starts with a U.
The Ukraine?
No.
Yugoslavia?
The United
States of America.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
We are so screwed. I don't even know the way to put it. If you think about it, this is basic history. This is our basic history. These are questions that should easily be answered. They're not hard ones. We ask you for dates and times and dates of the battle of this and the dates of the battle of that. You know, when they refer to the shot that was heard across the world, what was that about? We didn't ask any of that. And yet they can't get it together. This is hilarious. And a lot of people, you know, they don't even know, again, what is it all about? Oh, I'll hit that one later on, believe me. Because you need to hear some of this stuff. Some of you already have, and I get it. You're already on the game, as they say. And I appreciate that very much. Show us your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You can go throw up now. Come on back, because we'll have more after.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. and Russia are in talks about a possible prisoner swap involving a Wall Street Journal reporter. That's according to a Kremlin spokesperson who also noted that talks must be carried out and continue in complete silence. Evan Gershkovich is accused of spying by Russia. Beachgoers in New York keeping their eyes on the water this July 4th after a shark attack on a young swimmer.
Monday at Robert Moses State Beach, a 15-year-old girl suffered some wounds to her leg after she was bitten.
A shark attack at the lifeguard station, Kismet Beach.
A few hours later, about 7 miles away on Kismet Beach, a 15-year-old boy who was surfing was bitten by a shark on his left foot. Meantime, Tuesday morning, there was a shark sighting on Robert Moses State Beach Field No. 4, and people were asked to get out of the water. Lisa G., New York.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Yeah, listen to the real side of GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
Do we celebrate the 4th of
July? Oh, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. The way you become part of the solution is, right, you have to. You got to talk to people. You got to inform people. You got to get it so that, truly get it, so that people understand. Things like the 4th of July, what is it all about? So, yeah, I've decided to start, you know, in today's show, start off every segment with a dose of heartburn. I don't even know what to call it, man. And Dice, Mark Dice does such a great job at this stuff. And again, he does it clean and easy. Take a listen. These are some of our finest American citizens. Oh, God.
Celebrating 4th of July?
Yes, I do.
And what do we celebrate on the 4th of July?
Independence.
What started it?
I'm not too sure. No.
Long time ago, history class, fifth grade, they said something started this whole 4th of July celebration. What was it?
I'm guessing, like, winning over freedom in America, maybe?
You don't know?
You're not sure?
It started because we broke away from a certain country, right?
Yeah.
Right. What country was that?
I had to go, man.
You don't know. What country did we declare independence from to create this great country?
Oh, God. This is bad of me.
Ready for the 4th of July?
Yeah, we are.
What country did we declare independence from?
America. Africa, man.
What's that?
I forgot.
You forgot?
Okay.
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1856 or 1756.
Maybe. Don't you love it?
These are the next legislators. Now, some people are going to argue with me and go, no, they're not. These people couldn't find, they wouldn't be able to figure out how to sign up for this. Do you want to give them the chance? Would you really want them to have a chance? And it's really sad that we have forgotten how we got to where we got. Here's one. I usually don't play this. You guys who've been around for a while, you know I don't play this many. But today's one of those days where you sit here and you wonder, oh my God, we're losing these kids. And we're not losing them for any other reason other than we're not educating them properly. We're not giving them the education that they deserve, well, that they're paying for, mom and dad is paying for anyhow. We're having to fight to make sure they get the real education, are told the real truth about issues in history. And this is where your tax dollars go. This is why I keep telling you guys, you have to take over your local school boards, water boards, city councils. You have to. You have no choice in the matter. Poke at your grandsons, your granddaughters, whatever, 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 to get them involved in politics. Even at first, if they're working for a local elected official. Again, city council, water board, whatever the scenario may be. How about a few minutes of words of wisdom? Somebody who probably wouldn't even be accepted into the party today, Republican Party anyway, Ronald Reagan. You think we get him to talk? Hold on.
Desperate as no other people on earth. It was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Pork Chop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have.
I got to tell you, it's a long one. It's longer than I thought it was going to be. But even so, there are plenty of heroes out there today. And I say that because maybe they haven't reached their potential. Maybe they haven't figured out that they're the one that we need. Because we've been browbeating these kids for years, and it's all about how somebody else feels. Well, give some real thought to what the feeling would be like if many, many, many of those immigrants that came here for the freedom to live their life the way they wanted to live their life, for the freedoms that we used to have. Can you see Joey B. giving a speech like this? Come on, let that sink in for a minute. No. They wouldn't do it. He's no way he would do it. And Kamala Harris, she would choke on her tongue and have a heart attack trying to get these words out of her mouth. It's just amazing. Richard Henry Lee, who had a resolution for the independence to the Second Continental Congress, he wrote that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states. They are absolved from all allegiance from the British Crown, and that all political connection between America and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. They wanted nothing to do with the king, because he wouldn't allow them to rule themselves. Matter of fact, there's more to it than that, but some of you don't want to hear it. Which is, it's really simple. But they, it was just something as simple as them wanting, they did want to get rid of slavery. They had 20 some odd different grievances. So this is nothing new. But they believed that God wanted them to rule themselves. They believed it was God who got them where they were at that particular point in time in history. Now, I know you freedom from religion freaks are really having a heart attack with that one. But to your own homework, you're going to find out that what I'm telling you is true. There's no reason to lie. I don't have to lie about it, because if I lie about it and you find out about it, it's even worse, right? But read their diaries. Read what they wrote. Read what they wanted. You know, and I'm hearing about all this unity, yet the 4th of July is the time that they're showing disunity. Discord, if you would. Right? I mean, you can't have the fireworks of Mount Rushmore, although we had it. Didn't burn anything down, didn't ruin anything. They're pulling us apart again. They're not allowing us to come together. Be back in a few minutes. Trouble City, your host, GCN.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
That's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Okay. 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I want you all to be part of the solution, really. That's what you should be. Just get informed and get engaged. Open your mouth. Work it, as they say. Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with the 4th of July interviews. As well, I should be. You'd see that a cry, right? What else is there? The one of the clips is, what country did we break away from? Which is really, again, it's just interesting that this is stuff that they learned in high school. It's not that hard. It wasn't 100 years ago. Take a listen.
Declare our freedom, is that right?
Sure, no, Doyle. What did I do?
The freedom of America and who we are and...
I believe in you. And all that stuff.
The evolutionary, yeah, the evolutionary war, yeah.
The evolutionary. What year did we declare independence from a certain country a long time ago to start the 4th of July?
1796, right? I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Did you go to school?
I did.
Yeah. You just get paid attention.
I guess I didn't.
We What country did we declare independence from back then?
In what country? That's a tough one.
You know what, man? In the state of mind that I'm in right now, I don't even want to answer it because I don't want to make it sound like my schooling and my education was wrong, you know?
Yeah, but it was. Now, he's got this big joint between his fingers. He's holding it like you hold a cigarette. And you know he's been smoking. You can tell by looking at him. So it's not the schooling that hurt him. Hint, hint.
This isn't helping you.
This is not helping me at all, bro.
Speaking of American history, what city was the Boston Tea Party located in?
Boston?
You're not sure?
I'm really not good at history.
A long time ago, back when the Declaration of Independence was signed, what year was that?
1782.
And they taught you that? Where did you learn that?
Most likely in history class or something like that.
And you were a pretty good student, do you think?
No! He was not, obviously. Why even raise the question? Oh, God bless. Again, I'm glad we have a great education. But, you know, I see more and more of these videos. And then when I'm out and about and I talk to certain people, they don't know. You know, and, you know, back to Joey B trying to unify, or thinking he's trying to unify the country. Who's he trying to unify us with? You know, I got to thinking about it. Maybe he's trying to unify us with China. You know, maybe not trying to unify us with one another. You know, if you really think of this, one side of the divide thinks that children should go to drag shows, that women should have penises, infanticide is good, and all white people are racist. I'm sorry, where's the common ground? I despise that worldview, well, their worldview to a big degree. No woman has a penis. Impossible. Infanticide is just a sickness. Bringing kids to drag shows is really, it's just child abuse. And all white people are racist. Man, that in and of itself is a racist statement, is it not? But yet they keep telling you how bad we are, how nasty we are. How, you know, we don't love women or children or any of that stuff. And yet look at their comments, look at their actions. It's just amazing to me. You know, and they're all excited on the left. This is fun. It is fun. This is all excited. They're all excited on the left. That the Trump Foundation, you know, all of a sudden, they're being investigated. They're going to go to these people are going to go to jail. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. And what have you? Gee, what about the Clinton Foundation? How come none of that was covered? You know, the Haitians had been picketing their place, I don't know, for years. Were picketing their place. And what they wanted was an audit of the Clinton Foundation. They wanted it based on the millions and millions and millions of dollars that they got to rebuild Haiti after two earthquakes. And with all the money they could have, all they could do was find that money went to build a couple of $100,000 went to build a building that houses a school, maybe. They couldn't even tell me that much. And every outlet was trying to cover for them, but to what end? It's just amazing. When Hillary Clinton tried to speak to it, she just made it worse. You've got the books to prove where the money went, how it came in. I think at the time we did the story, over 80% of the dollars was for administration and infrastructure. How big is the foundation? It took in hundreds of millions of dollars. How big is the foundation? Now what they've done to squelch everything is they close down the foundations in this part of the country, or in the country. And what do? They actually open up foundations in other countries. So just about, you know, at times where they were rebuilding portions of Haiti, they claimed they would have all these jobs brought in. They'd be able to pay people to work. Right? I mean, farmers that were trying to help get their lives back together. They took their property away from them. That's how they got their lives back together. You don't need to farm anymore. I mean, I can go down to story after story after story here. And the foundation was paid. They'll put all that back together again. Or at least it was made to look that way. I don't know. This stuff to me shows you that there's never been an even playing field when it comes to what's good for one side or good for the other. They have never been on the same page when it comes to, you know, doing the legal thing, when it comes to the law. San Francisco, unemployment rate's going to go up. Target announced that it was significantly reducing hours of operation at all its locations in and around the San Francisco area. Why? Because of the rise in crime. When you go into a Target store on a bike and ride your bike out with bags of stuff, well, why bother staying? And then you know what will happen is somebody will get on their case for leaving because they're racist. They don't want to be in black neighborhoods. That's it. No, they don't want to be robbed. They don't care what color the neighborhood is. Honestly. They don't want to have to worry about their employees getting shot, robbed, stabbed, whatever. They don't care what color they are. They care that they're human beings. That's it. Press release went on to say that due to the significant alarming rise in theft security incidents, spokesperson Brian Harper said that for more than a month, we've been experiencing a significant and alarming rise in theft security incidents at San Francisco stores. Similar to the same reports that you're seeing coming out of some of the other retail stores. A number of retailers have been struggling to remain open during an epidemic of shoplifting and looting. One significant factor is a new California law that lowered the penalty for nonviolent thefts under $950. See, I don't... Once you throw yourself in front of the looter when he starts beating on you, then it becomes a violent theft. Right? So in essence, Democrats have said, steal whatever you want up to $949. Do you go in with one of those clickers that adds everything up? Now, Target has engaged local law enforcement and officials. The elected officials and community partners they've gone to as well to address their concerns and how they can help. They got bupkis. They really did. They got no help whatsoever. So therefore, they decided to reduce their operating hours. They're going to close at 6 o'clock. Close. People out of the store. Gone. Because they don't know what's going to happen. And with the reduction in dollars in the police department, how can they expect to get protection from them? This is wrong at so many levels, isn't it? San Francisco Mayor London Bree told the local news source that Target should look to expand staffing rather than limit. Sure, Target should put more targets in the way, if you would. They should put more people in the store so they can be either shot at, beat, hit. Right? And let's put some more merchandise in the store so you can have more of it robbed. It's sometimes disappointing to see maybe one line open, hardly any employees working at the register. This is according to the mayor. So I think part of it's a combination of more workers together with them having the right security. Oh, God bless. Here we go. Put it back on the store. Well, they don't have the right security. They don't have the right staff. They don't have the right this. What about you? Why don't you hire the right people to be able to save them? Don't receive your host. Just don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.